it's a little different than the preludes we're used to, right? Whew. I don't know about you, but this morning's been extremely hectic for me. Maybe that's just being a pastor. Maybe that's just, I just want to pause and relax for a second. Breathe in some presence of God. Remind everybody here, including myself, this is our fifth week of Lent. As we dig deeper into our faith and follow Jesus through his wilderness experience. I got a couple announcements. First of all, welcome. Welcome to PCC, Presbyterian Church of the Covenant, where we are worshiping Jesus Christ, we're living out God's love, and we're transforming communion by the Holy Spirit. There's plenty of announcements in our orders of worship. Notice that the prayer points keep getting longer and longer. Yeah. Right? We're a congregation that's in need. I'm going to add a couple of those from the outset. Casey and Nestor. Remember Casey? Child of this church, now a luchador. I don't actually know the female version of, or female name for a luchador, do you know? Luchadora. That makes sense. That makes sense. They're struggling with some physical stuff, so they're asking for prayers for healing. Which reminds me, at the end of the service, we're going to go into a time for anybody who needs some extra healing or just an extra dose of God's presence. We're going to end the service after the benediction. There will be a time for you to receive prayer from some of our deacons and myself. Also, Elsie Hara, your brother, Howard, went to be with Jesus yesterday. So we're praying for you. We're in your corner and praying for their whole family. And then also Starlet. You know Starlet and Starlene? Starlet's the mom. Starlene's the daughter. They usually roll in right now and sit next to my wife. Starlet fell and broke her hip yesterday and is in surgery right now. So I think we're going to sandwich this whole thing in prayer. What do you think of that? Heavenly Father, precious Lord Jesus, powerful Spirit, I pray that you would be with Starlet especially. I pray that you would work through the doctors, work through the nurses, be her rock and her refuge. I pray that you would, by your Spirit and through your Spirit, breathe into each of us this morning new life, healing, new focus, new love for one another and brothers and sisters outside these walls. And all God's people said, would you please stand for this morning's call to worship? Oh, and also it's St. Patrick's Day. And Ed, thanks for saving me with this little green little pin. But we'll talk about that. It's actually part of my message. St. Patrick is he's an amazing man of God, but we'll talk about that later. The call to worship this morning comes from Psalm 119, and I'm going to read verses 14 through 16 out of the King James translation. I have rejoiced in the way of thy testimonies as much as in all riches. I will meditate in thy precepts and have respect unto thy ways. I will delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget thy word. Let's worship the Lord in spirit and in truth.
stand or whatever you want. I'm going to continue on here in worship.
Singing hallelujah. to our God we lift up one voice. To our God we lift up one song. To our God we lift up one voice, singing hallelujah. To our God we lift up one voice. To our God we lift up one song. To our God we lift up one voice,
singing hallelujah, hallelujah,
hallelujah, hallelujah,
hallelujah,
singing hallelujah, singing hallelujah, hallelujah.
Make his praise,
make his praise glorious, glorious. God, we lift up one voice, singing hallelujah. To our God, we lift up one voice. To our God, we lift up one song. To our God, we lift up one voice.
Obviously, I'm not Amy. Amy is her caregiver fell through, so I'm leading us in our prayer and confession also. And our call to confession comes from Hebrews chapter 4, verses 14 through 16, where the author writes, "Remember that our Lord Jesus can sympathize with us in our weakness. Since in every respect he was tempted, like we are, yet without sin. Let us then with boldness approach the throne of grace that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor in unison. Eternal God, in whom we live and move and have our being, whose face is hidden from us by our sins, and whose mercy we forget in the blindness of our hearts, cleanse us from all our offenses, and deliver us from proud thoughts and vain desires, that with reverent and humble hearts we may draw near to you, confessing our faults, confiding in your grace, and finding in you our refuge and strength, through Jesus Christ, your Son. Amen. The saying is sure and worthy of full acceptance, that Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners like you and I. He himself bore our sins in his body on the cross that we may be dead to sin and alive to all that is good. Brothers and sisters, I declare to you in the name of Jesus the Christ, we are forgiven. Amen. Let's stand and sing Gloria Patri. Absolutely perfect. Like I said, this is the fifth week of Lent. Next week's Palm Sunday, which is incredible and kind of a little bit hard to believe. It's also St. Patrick's Day, like I mentioned earlier. We're going to be studying from the Gospel of John. This is probably just a reminder because I say it all the time. Jesus had two best friends. One was John, one was Peter. John was written at a third grade reading level, really simple, really deep, really profound. Right before the text that we're going to read this morning, Jesus has said, I'm leaving. I'm leaving you. I'm going away. And Peter says, no, I don't want that to happen. Then Jesus says to Peter, you're going to deny me three times before you hear a rooster crow. And then we get this text, and it's John chapter 14, and I'm going to read the first four verses. Do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. My Father's house has many rooms. If that were not so, would I have told you that I'm going there to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. You know the way to the place where I am going. This is the word of the Lord. Please pray with me. Heavenly Father, precious Lord Jesus, powerful Spirit, preach through me. Make us into your church. And help us to spread your home. And all God's people said, do not let your hearts be troubled. He's referring to the fact that he just told his 12 disciples, I am leaving. He says, settle down. Slow down. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Some of you, that's the only gospel you need to hear this morning. Do not let your hearts be troubled. I'll be honest, I limped into this worship service. But as you were singing, I was clinging to those words. I have plans for you. There's hope. That's Jesus in this text. The disciples may have been asking, why? Why not let my hearts be troubled? Jesus starts talking about heaven. Don't let your hearts be troubled. Let me describe to you a little bit of heaven. It's interesting, the glimpses we get of heaven in Scripture, right? What do we know about heaven? That's not rhetorical. What do we know about heaven? Streets of gold? Jesus will be there glowing. What? Seeing flying angels, that's a stretch, but I like it. No more suffering, no more sorrow. Mary's just throwing grenades. I think Mary said, people don't get drunk. That's kind of fun. That's kind of fun to think about. Okay. But here's a big one. What does he use? He uses home. Not another non-rhetorical. What do you think of when I say home?
Safety.
Love, forgiveness. Belonging, peace of mind. These are all deep, deep concepts, right? I'm longing for this home. Are you longing for the home? I think so too. I think this world is longing for this home. I was a youth pastor in New Jersey, and it was an affluent church called Central Presbyterian Church in Summit, New Jersey. Average house is like 10 or 15 million or something like that. It's crazy. And these two, the twins, were in my youth group, and they needed a ride home. And my wife and I are in snow on the ground because it's Jersey. And I say, and they're sitting in the back, and I say, how am I going to know which one's your house? And like a classic East Coast house, the one student, actually it was a twin, it was a boy and a girl. The boy says, there's those candles in the window. You know, there's a candle in each window. Have you ever been to the East Coast? Anybody been to the East Coast during Christmas time? I grew up in Massachusetts, and they went away from real candles because that was very dangerous. And they went to these electronic candles. Come around the corner, and I see maybe a 25-room mansion with candles in each window. So, wah! And when I think of this text, I think of this, like, Jesus saying, my Father has a house with many, many rooms. And he has one for Corey. He has one for Danny. He has one for Ian. He has one for Jane and Lou. He has one for Kim and Dan and Randy. He has a room for you. At home. And then he adds to it. He says, not only that, I'm going to come back and I'm going to hold your hand and bring you home. This is all an answer to don't be troubled. He says, heaven is there, it's real, and it's home. I've got a room for you. And I will come back and bring you there. There's a famous hotel. What's that one? Five Seasons? Four Seasons? Four Seasons. There it is. The Four Seasons has a rule. Everybody from the owner to the janitor, if someone comes up to you and asks you where something is, you drop whatever you're doing and you walk them there. You're managing and you're putting out fires. Somebody comes up and says, where's the restroom? You drop whatever you're doing, you walk them to the nearest restroom. Jesus is talking like that. Heavenly Father, maker of the stars, makers of the ocean, maker of everything, drops it all and grabs you by the hand and walks you home. Anybody feeling comforted? Me too. Then here comes our application. It all comes in verse 4. He turns to the disciples and says, you know the way. You know where I'm going. Dale Brenner hears that voice and hears that text and says, cling to Jesus. That's what Paul's calling us to. Cling to Jesus. I looked a little deeper. And I looked at that text, and actually in the Greek, the word that's translated, you know, oidate, is actually second person plural. What's Jesus saying to the disciples? What's Jesus saying to you and I? Y'all know the way. Y'all know the way. A second application is be the church. In our devotional, Nouwen writes today about this text and says, between Christ's coming and his return, we find home in the church. Y'all, we know the way. Our second vocation this morning is, and our second calling, our second thing Jesus is telling us to do is be the church. Be the home away from the heavenly home. Be the kingdom triumphant here. Which leads me to my third application. Today, like I've said, it seems like 20 times now, is St. Patrick's Day. Does anybody know anything about St. Patrick? He was green. He was part leprechaun. No. That's a really good guess, though. Because people do get really mad when I don't wear green. But here, he was the greatest missionary this world's ever seen for Christ, other than Paul the Apostle. He was an amazing missionary. And what he made him uniquely gifted, talented, and beautiful as a missionary was he did it through community. He reversed it. A lot of times we hear Jesus say, go and make disciples. And we think, and he says, we'll make you fishers of men. Right? And we think in Western terms, in terms of, you know, Americans, we just cast a line. We're fly fishermen. We're fishermen. We go one at a time and we bring people to the Lord. But what was true of that time? They weren't fishing hook, line, and sinker. They were fishing by net. St. Patrick took this idea and he said, let's be the church. Let's be the home away from home. Let's be the kingdom triumphant here on earth. Let's catch people by net. So he takes Paul right there. He's a Peace USA pastor. I just met him. He's walking around. He's good at explaining the gospel. He's good with speaking, you know. Take Corey, because she's a fire inspector. She knows rules and how to build things and not have them burn down. We'll probably need somebody that knows how to cook. Anybody know how to cook in here? Raise your hand, please. Georgina, you were the fastest, so you're our cook. So Patrick takes Paul, Georgina, and Corey and goes out into the wilderness, and there's some people that are living out in the wilderness, like out in the like camping, you know, but glorified camping because they live there. St. Patrick comes up to these people and says, do you mind if Georgina, Paul, and Corey and I build a wall around us to keep us safe from people stealing stuff? People inside say, you're going to build a wall? I won't stop you. That'll keep me safe. We build a wall. Me, Georgina, Paul, and Corey, we get together at one of our places and we say, let's play heaven. Let's play heaven within these walls. Let's play home. Let's play church. Home. And we start loving each other like we're supposed to. And everybody living inside these walls, they start getting caught in our crossfire of loving one another. And after a little bit, everybody in there asks one of us, what's up with you guys? Why do you guys get along so well? Why aren't you charging each other for things? Why aren't you like, you're just doing stuff together. What's that about? And we get to explain, we're called because we're loved by God. Jesus was sent, and we're just trying to love like he loved us. They all come to Christ, and he does it again. He says, Stacy, you were caught within these walls. You know how to heal people. We're going to need a doctor. Tamu, you're a college student. You got energy. I can barely walk. You need to come with me. Sandy, you can cook, right? She's everything, actually. She could be, how about you go on this one? I just stay in this, and you go and make kingdom somewhere else, and you build. And he repeated that, and he walked around Ireland, and that's St. Patrick. That was the brilliance of the missionary of St. Patrick. And what he's calling us to, and what Jesus is calling to us to in this passage, let's be the home on the move amongst a bunch of pilgrims that have no idea where they're going or why. Let's love each other like we're supposed to. And let's play home. And let's move it around. Please pray with me. Heavenly Father, precious Lord Jesus, powerful Spirit. Thank you. Thank you for first making us into a people that find home in you. I pray that you would, by your Spirit and through your Spirit, help us stick with you, Jesus. Empower us to be your church. Empower us to be your kingdom triumphant amongst these different varying kingdoms that we walk through. We ask all this in the powerful name of Jesus, the risen Christ, maker of home. And all God's people said, let's stand and sing all the saints marching in. be seated. As we continue in worship, now it's part of the service where we get the opportunity to join in the adventure through our tithes, gifts, and offerings. We also, I want to draw attention to, in your bulletins, in your orders of worship, there's an envelope and then there's some information on one great hour of sharing. Anything you put in this envelope above and beyond, it doesn't go to this, your local outpost. It goes actually to the least and the lost that our denomination is pouring into. And I think we had envelopes in the bulletin last week. We have envelopes this week, and I think we're going to be having them next week too. So that's just a little bit about that. Let's continue in worship by receiving our tithes, offerings, and gifts. This morning's offering is now received. Please be seated and join me in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, precious Lord Jesus, powerful Spirit, we adore you, we thank you, we praise you for holding on to us. Holding on to us in our times of need, holding on to us in our times of confusion, holding on to us when it's dark and confusing. We praise you for being our rock and our refuge. Lord, we are hurting. We have members of our body that are in severe pain and mild pain and everything in between. Lord, I lift up Casey and Nestor. Lord, I lift up Elsie, as her brother is now with you, King Jesus. I pray that you would love the family. I also lift her great-grandson Theo up to you. I pray that you would work and move and breathe and heal. Lift up Micah as he's hurting, missing his mom. I pray that you'd walk with him and his family through this valley. We lift up Debbie. We lift up Dan's son, Dom. We lift up Cindy and her family. Lift up the Pattersons. I pray that Gwen Conway, Grandma, doesn't get the influenza and is protected and guarded by you, Lord. Lift up Buzz and Keith. Pray for Kay and Mike as they take care. Lift up Kirk and Sherry as they miss Mom, Elaine. Lift up Angela on the other side of the globe, fighting cancer. I pray that you would give her rest and give her peace and help her sleep. Pray for Jennifer's sister, Jerry. Jane's sister, Pam. Pray for Patty, Sandy, Dusty. Lift up Starlet, and I pray that, as she may be in surgery right now, I pray that you would make it so her heart is not troubled and heal her. We're hurting as a family, and we're both hurting and celebrating as a nation. I pray that you would continue to draw us closer to you. Be with all the elections. Move, guide, and direct your people. Lift up all the battling countries, the warring countries. May your peace be brought in through your church. We pray all this and we pray the prayer you taught us through your Son, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Would you please stand with me if you are able, and let's close this service with singing Trusting Jesus. Amen. Would you please be seated? We're going to do things a little different. We're going to bring Terry Welsh up here, and she has surgery in a couple days, and not surgery. A procedure. She has a procedure. You know the difference between a surgery and a procedure, right? Surgery happens to someone else.
Yes.
It's a procedure. Would anyone be willing to join me up here and just lay hands on Terry? We're going to pray for her as she goes through a procedure on Tuesday. Thank you so much for being here today. And your voice is angelic as always. Just got hip checked. So that's right. God, I just thank you so much for loving us. I thank you for knowing before the creation of the world we would be right here, right now. I praise you for being in control. I pray that you would anoint us with faith to trust you, that you are in control and you do what you say you're going to do. We lift up our sister, Terry, as she has a procedure on Tuesday. I pray that you would cast out all fear. I pray that her heart would not be troubled. And your peace, your wholeness, your homeness would carry her through. I pray that you'd be with and work through the doctors, nurses, and caring people at the hospital. I pray that you would give everyone who's going to be taking care of and loving Terry after the procedure, give them peace. Give them patience. Give them your caring eyes that you might meet Terry before, in the middle of, and after this procedure. You're a good God, and we all proclaim that truth by saying with one voice, Terry Welsh. Ready? One, two, three. Terry Welsh. In the name of Jesus, we pray all this. Protect. And all God's people said.
Amen.
All right. Would you stay up here with me? And then everybody who's not a deacon that has signed up to pray with me after the service, return your seats like quietly. Okay, I'm going to give a benediction for Terry, and then I'm going to give a benediction for y'all, the church. And then after that, we're going to go into a time of prayer and supplication. If you need prayer, you'll be able to come to one of three stations. And the first station will be Elsie and Dan. They'll be back by that exit. And actually, you guys can head back there. And then Terry and Malia will be right where they are. And right now, Carol is going to be with me. But eventually, we'll be over here and you can receive prayer. And then anyone who doesn't receive prayer, just respect. And we'll have some music playing in the background. But now, a more peaceful, and first I'm going to give Terry a benediction. Terry, may God's face shine upon you. May the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit guard and keep you. And may the peace of Christ, which transcends all understanding, guard your heart and your mind today, tomorrow, and forevermore. May it be so. And now you, would you put out your hands and receive this morning's benediction? May God's face shine upon you. May God's face shine upon you. May you be comforted by the Holy Spirit. And may the peace of Christ unite you as the church and also give you a peace that passes all understanding. Let it be so. Amen.